Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday, live at Boomba's down in Spring Hill, Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar. Excited to be here today. Excited for the NCAA tournament. Let's bring in David Pruitt. His son Will plays for Lipscomb, as they will get things going today in the NCAA tournament. They are in Milwaukee and take on Iowa State starting at 12:30. You can watch that game on TNT. David, how you doing?
Wonderful. How you guys doing? Great day for basketball.
It sure is. I mean, I know you got to be a proud dad of watching your son and the entire Lipscomb squad. Iowa State, I mean, look, this is, I think, a winnable game, going to be a fun game. I mean, the NCAA tournament, anything can happen. So I know you guys got to be excited there in Milwaukee.
Most definitely, most definitely. And I want to say thanks for having me on. I mean, I feel like almost like Nashville royalty now, but, you know, with Pace and Big Joe. I mean, come on.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. You know, I know the moment hasn't happened yet, but I mean, you've seen your son play in big games his whole career, his whole life, whatever level he is at. I mean, I can only imagine what this one is going to feel like, but in some ways, do they all kind of feel the same, just a dad cheering for his son?
Oh man, that's a great question. No, they don't all feel the same. I mean, when there's more riding on it, it feels a little different. You know, where we're at now, this is all the gravy. I mean, am I saying I don't want them to win this one? No way. But, I mean, to be here is such an honor. I mean, this is something these guys have worked on. You know, I can't even – it would take a whole nother episode for me to tell you just, you know, the work that Will's put in over the years to get here. And, you know, it's kind of coming full circle for him. You know, that just a brief history in Mount Juliet, they won the sub-state his senior year and cut down the net to go to state. And then, of course, if you guys remember, that was 2020. Then state was canceled by COVID. So, you know, he never got the experience, you know, going and winning that state. So, you know, here he is getting to play in the NCAA tournament, and it's a pretty surreal thing. It's always been a dream for him.
We're talking to David Pruitt Jr. His son Will is on the Lipscomb basketball team. David, what's the last since Sunday been like for you, your wife, the fans, and everything once they found out where they were going, who they were playing?
Man, it's been crazy. It's been sometimes it's crazy with all the buzz going on, and sometimes it seems a little surreal. You know, for you, everybody that's listening obviously knows sports, and I mean, to make it to the NCAA, I mean, to go dancing, come on, that's huge. And it's just you know, the media requests coming in for the players, you know, to be interviewed, and just the different things, the different interviews and podcasts. And I started to sneak up to his room and surprise you guys and have him on, but knowing him, he's uber focused this morning. Like, he probably doesn't even want to talk to me, let alone do an interview.
So. Yeah, thanks for not doing that. I'm sure Coach Acuff would have loved that, having this guy on.
I probably would have wound up on the list, but you know, but you know, it's at this point, I feel a little bit like I can just do what I want to do, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got that power. You can do all that goes on. What have you been able to spend time with him? I know there's a lot going on with interviews and practices, but like last night, did you spend time with him? I know there's a bunch of folks from Lipscomb up there. How was that kind of last night leading up till today?
Well, first of all, it's crazy here at the hotel. They rolled out, actually, I would say a red carpet, but they rolled out a purple carpet for the guys when they arrived.
Nice.
The hotel staff lined both sides of the carpet, clapping, and they were playing. We're playing basketball over the intercom, and they got purple and gold balloons at the check-in counter.
Wow!
And
that's
so
cool.
They really and all the Lipscomb parents are staying here, and I mean, there's a buzz. I had to sneak into actually one of the conference rooms to talk to you guys because it's so loud out there where I was.
Love it!
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
David Pruitt Jr. is with us. His son Will and the Lipscomb Bisons will take on Iowa State coming up at 12:30. You know, Joe brought up Coach Acuff. What is – I'm always curious of, you know, the coach-parent relationship, what it's like with him. you know, obviously he's got a job to do in coaching coaching the players, but what is the interaction like with Coach Acuff?
Coach, let me start by saying Coach Acuff is, I mean, he's a wonderful man. I mean, first class. They don't get any better. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, my wife and I, we've been blessed to have three college athletes. So, you know, I say all the time that my kids have taken me places that I probably would have never gone on my own. But back to Coach Acuff, my wife and I, we kind of take a different approach maybe as some. We try not to get involved too much, especially during the season. You know, Coach Acuff has enough going on, you know, to be dealing with David Pruitt. You know what I mean? So we're not that parent that's texting and calling Coach. You know, we're kind of like it's kind of like with high school coaches. We're much better friends with them now. Not that we weren't friends with them before, but we're better friends with them now that he doesn't play for them anymore. We try to get out of the way of that. We try to let the coaches deal with the players and let that relationship, you know, develop.
That's a beautiful thing. David Pruitt Jr. with us, his son Will, about ready to take on Iowa State here in a little bit. I'm looking it up. David, your son was nominated for the Nolan Richardson Award finalist, given to the Division I player who was the heart and soul of his team and leader on and off the court. I kind of liken it to the Walter Payton Award in the NFL. This is a big deal and a big nomination for your son. I know you've loved what he's done on the court, but as a dad, for him to get nominated for what he does on and off the court, David, has got to be amazing.
I'm not going to lie. That one brings a tear to my eye. So, sorry about that. It's actually choking me up as we talk. That one's just, what an honor, guys. I mean, just the pure definition of that award, you know, for your son to be nominated for something like that. I don't know if you've looked at the list of names of the – he's actually a finalist. I don't know if you've looked at that name of finalist, that list. But, I mean, it's some amazing guys on the list. And I know they've all worked hard and all are very deserving. But from a parent's perspective for that, Wow, is all I can say. I mean, I really don't have words for that.
It's an amazing, so be proud. I would love to have been up there and put a heart monitor on you and your wife today during the game. I can only imagine it might hit around 200 beats per minute. I just can imagine, right?
Oh, it's already at 200 just being on with Big Joe and then Chase, man. I mean, they might have to put me on a gurney and just have me strapped down before the game, just ready to be wheeled out.
Oh, yes. Well, let's not have that happen because we need Will to be focused. But, David, thanks so much for doing this. I mean, this is obviously really, really cool, and I know you guys are going to enjoy it. And, hey, let's get a win. Let's be talking again. I'd love to see Lipscomb advance, and I think they certainly have the horses to do it.
Oh, man, So this sounds so simple and like such a cliche, but if we're hitting especially our three-point shots, we're going to give Iowa State all they want.
Oh, I agree.
Believe that. 100%.
I agree. David, sorry, go ahead.
Hey, we kind of developed about mid-season, a lot of parents kind of developed a saying. It's not a new saying, but we've kind of developed it for, you know, the team for the rest of the way. And it's all gas, no brakes. And it kind of refers to when we play with a little faster pace. I like it when the boys do that. The shooters get into a rhythm. So there was a game about mid-season where they played a little faster, and we really blew out an opponent that, you know, was supposed to be a close game. So I just started yelling at the games, all gas, no brakes. And now I have people and kids and everything looking at me and going, say it. And we've actually got shirts. We've got shirts printed up, hats printed up, all gas, no brakes, 2025. And I hope that's the way they play today.
I love it. Yes. I love it. All gas, no brakes. David, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck to your son and good luck to Lipscomb.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Like I said, I feel like royalty. And my mama always said I had a face for radio.
So do we. Don't worry.
Thanks, guys. Yeah,
absolutely. Take care. David Pruitt joining us on the program. His son Will and the Lipscomb Bisons will take on Iowa State coming up at 12:30 today. And go Bisons.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine seeing your kid out there on that level? I mean, I love all what my kids have done, and but, you know, for a parent to see on that stage in the game that you love with a chance. And we talk, I mean, I'll look, and there's like a third of the brackets have Lipscomb beating Iowa State today. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I have them. I mean, I definitely have them. Coming up next, we'll talk to Michelle Kennedy. You know, she's played some hoops in her day. We'll get her thoughts on things going on with the Predators, some basketball, all of that. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live at Boomba's down in Spring Hill today. And our show, as always, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.